I never saw that result coming tonight. 0-0 away, and we needed to win. I thought we'd at least win 1 or 2-0 and give us something to cheer about.
Dan,
the most disappointing thing for me is the fact that we've just gone there and we didn't even get a goal.
Dan, we won 2-0.
What?
We won 2-0 tonight.
What do you mean we won 2-0 tonight?
The
final score tonight was
Crewe
Alexandra 0, Coventry City 2. That was the final score.
I'm not having that. We left 2 minutes before the end of the game. Yeah, we didn't win 2-0 tonight.
And you lost. You, if you left 2 minutes before the end, you didn't see the two goals. We won 2-0.
We won 2-0 tonight, apparently, lads. I'm not having that. You're having me on.
Just brilliant. Just the piece of radio gold. And as a result of that, we retweeted that piece of audio this morning. Since then, the world and his wife have been listening to it. So far, it's been heard by 47,000 people via the Audio Boo website. We've been trying to track Dan all day to try and get hold of him and find out a bit more about him and his now newfound fame. He works in Waldsgrove. I'm delighted to say he's with us now live on BBC Coventry in Warwickshire. Dan!
Dan! Hi, guys, how you
doing? Dan!
hello!
How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, yeah.
I gather you've been having a bit of stick today.
Oh, stick, yeah. I've been getting phone calls at work, messages, voicemails, all sorts. I mean, I didn't know what was going on at the first, to be honest. I thought it was the swear word that I'd edited. They must have been edited out of it, you know. I thought I'd been in trouble for that or something, but I haven't, I've been a bit... Oh, it's been mental today, yeah, it really has.
So, just explain then. So, you've travelled up there. It's been a long journey. You've gone to Crewe. It's been freezing cold. You've been disappointed with the 90 minutes. You thought, let's chip off early, and you missed the goals.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't so much. I expected a little bit more from them. I mean, the rest of the performances this season have been, you know, I've been up there, you know, in some of the best years that I've been going to see. I mean, I've been going 20 odd years now, so it's, you know, some of the results and some of the games this season, performance wise, I think we've been really well. So it's no disrespect to any of the lads playing football for us at the minute, because I think they've done a great job.
Whose idea was it, Dan, to leave early then?
Well, what it was, I mean, there was three of us that we always sort of go to the away games, and the other two lads, one of them was driving, and they were like, look, Dan, we're 3-0 down, we ain't going to come back from that now, we might as well go and beat the traffic and go and get a kebab. So we went to the kebab shop, and even the owner of the kebab shop asked me what the score was. I said, it's 0-0. I goes, don't want to talk about it, mate, just give me your kebab sort of thing, you know.
Left the game, not to beat the traffic, as it turns out, but for a kebab.
Yeah, the kebab house was only 100 yards away, so you would have thought you'd have heard something, you know, if there was any goals going in, and we heard absolutely nothing. And I said to my mates, good job we didn't score a third goal, because we'd have been turning around on the M6 to go back up. But, we were none the wiser. We got into the car, and I mean, I've been a bit of an idiot, haven't I, to be quite honest.
So then you ring in the radio station. This point, you've got your kebab, right? You ring in the radio station, you ring in to Stuart Linnell, and then you're ready to berate the team, because it was 0-0. You've travelled all the way up there for a goalless draw and a lackluster performance, and Stuart breaks you the news that actually we've won 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was having me on. I thought it was April Fool's Day or something, to be quite honest with you, mate. And my two mates in the car were like, no. And I mean, he was going on his Sky app and all sorts, saying, oh, Dan, no, they're right. They're not having one. It was 2-0. And I still thought they'd rung in earlier or something, and they were in on it or something, you know. And I was just bewildered with the final result of the game. And, you know, I mean, all the way back, I was thinking, it's a good job they didn't score another goal, isn't it? Because we'd have looked all right, idiots, you know. But, I mean, it's just been an absolutely crazy day. My phone's constantly going off, and yeah, it's been mental.
47,000 people have now heard that little bit of audio, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do Facebook or anything like that myself personally. I mean, I've heard a lot of things. Yeah, I've heard a lot of likes and all sorts of stuff like that. And I've just got to get home now. I'm working till 10, so I'm going to get home now and have a look what's actually going on. To be quite honest, bit crazy.
Begs the question, Dan. I mean, I know you're all over the press. Apparently, you're going to be in national newspaper tomorrow and get a lot of attention out of this. Will you be going on Saturday when we play Crewe in the league? At the Rico.
Yeah, I mean, I was soon to go on. I've been going there, say, for 20. I'm 25 now. I've been going. I got lifted over the turnstile when I was 4 for the first time, and I've had a season ticket since then. He's got my granddad when he died. I mean, I carried on going even when I was on my own. So
you'll go on Saturday, and you won't be.